Let's go to Brazil, where COVID-19 is claiming more than 1,000 lives a day. And like many parts of the world, the country is running short on intensive care unit beds and trying to urge people to adhere to curfews and social distancing. Let's bring in Jason Bobian, NPR's global health and development correspondent. And Jason, every day we're tallying these astounding numbers. Over 1,000 people a day is really staggering. This when other parts of the world are actually seeing decreasing numbers. Why is the situation so bad there right now?
It really is incredibly bad there right now. And to put this into context, Brazil has the second highest death toll in the world after the U.S. And what is even more concerning is that while the U.S. and a lot of other places over the last 6 weeks have really seen deaths and cases going down, Brazil, on both of those fronts, on new cases and new deaths, continues to see their numbers go up. And they're reaching now an all-time high. Brazil's national Council of Health Secretaries yesterday, they warned about public and private healthcare systems being on the verge of collapse. They're calling for lockdowns at a maximum level, they said, any place where the ICU bed occupancy tops 85%. So there's a lot of concern. And then there's some officials who are also worried not just about hospitals, but cemeteries being overwhelmed.
This is really interesting because Brazil is known for having one of the largest free of charge universal healthcare systems. What's going wrong here? Is it just the sheer number of those who are in need of care?
Yeah, it's just that they are not getting a break. You've got healthcare workers who are overworked, they're stressed out, and they're also getting infected and at times being exposed and having to quarantine. The entire system is just being worn down by this pandemic in Brazil. Several states, including the capital Brasilia, they've gone into lockdown just over the last couple of days, not just because cases are rising so rapidly, but because they need to ease the pressure on the healthcare system and on these healthcare providers who are just being so battered by this.
Brazil is also known for its track record of successfully giving out vaccines, but less than 5% of the country's 210 million plus people have actually gotten the COVID vaccine so far. Why is that?
I mean, I think if you really cut to the chase, and it's like in a lot of other places, this comes down to leadership. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has consistently downplayed the pandemic, dismissed the problem. Even just lately, he's been talking about the downside of face masks and how itchy they are. Several states, including the capital Brasilia, have gone into lockdown to try to ease these numbers, and yet Bolsonaro is threatening to cut off aid to them unless they reopen. And it's the same issue on vaccines. Various states are trying to negotiate with manufacturers to get their own deals. You don't have a clear mandate from the top saying we have to get people vaccinated, get this done. Currently, it's around 3%, a little bit over 3% of the population. The U.S. is about 15% of its population has been vaccinated. But it's not like this can't be done. If you look at Chile, Chile's got 18% of its population vaccinated when, as I said, Brazil, it's in the 3% range.
So much to watch for there. Thank you so much for giving us this update. Jason Bobian is NPR's global health and development correspondent. As always, thank you.
You're welcome, Tanya.